This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, March 18th. God's word to you today is Ambassador. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Corinthians 15, verse 19, from the Amplified Classic Version, and it says, "If we who are abiding in Christ have hope only in this life, and that is all, then we are of all people most miserable and to be pitied." Christianity is not a funfair. We are grateful to be on God's side and that our lives are not limited to this world alone. We have a hope of eternal life, everlasting life with God. Our decisions cannot be based on this world alone. Is there anything in your life for which you would sacrifice your comfort, your reputation, or even your life? Most people will sacrifice all three for their children, true or false. Some people will sacrifice all three for their spouse. It is a humbling reality. Unfortunately, there are people that will sacrifice their lives for material things, a new dress, a promotion, a new job. Years ago, when I was still in paid employment, while interviewing corporates for a position, one girl told me she really needed the job. My response was, "I'm sure everyone would say the same thing." She said, "Sir, I need this job and I'm willing to do anything for it. I hope you understand." I said, "I do not understand." We must sit with these questions and wrestle with them so that we can be 100% aligned with God, because that is where peace is. Please read Daniel 3, verse 1 to 30. There are many notable things from this scripture reference. Firstly, King Nebuchadnezzar only sent messages to his high officials and not everyone. May people who do not know God see your life and say praise to the God of Olufemi Monehi. Please say your name here. For he sent his angel to rescue his servant who trusted him. Daniel's friends were willing to die rather than serve or worship any god except their God, the living God. In truth, there is no God that can rescue like our God. The same promotion that people are willing to compromise and sell their lives for comes from God, and it comes when you take a stand for God. When you circumvent your test, you shortchange your promotion. When you boycott your test with a shortcut, you are cutting short the elevation that God has for you. That is just how it is. Noteworthy also is the fact that when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were addressing the king, they were firm and unflinching in their conviction, but they were respectful in their communication. Their knowledge and walk with the living God translated to character in them. Some Christians think that being filled with the Holy Ghost is license for rascality. As ambassadors for Christ Jesus, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 11, "Because we understand our fearful responsibility to the Lord, we work hard to persuade others." Let us pray. Lord, may my representation of Christ flow from my roots in Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.